He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk. I got to get used to these microphones. Well, hold on a second here. Let me turn my volume up here. There you go. Now I can hear myself. Woo, welcome to... No, I'm turn down a little bit. Now I can really hear myself. I got assistants in the rooms because I'm so far from the microphone. My room is full of educators and students and students and educators. Good morning. Welcome to School Talk. My name is Emerson. You're not. Welcome to the Big Show on Giant 90.9. Phone lines are open 244-9234. That's 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. You can call in for questions, comments, and concerns on this show today because I got an awesome show talking about what's happening in Wayne Township at one of our area, one of our schools. That happens every year, but this year is also special because it's happening this year. I just made that up. And also, if you look in the dictionary under education, you might see a picture of my guest, and you might see a picture of my guest on top of the school. I'll tell you about that later. But before I get to my teachers and stuff and things, what's up, Mr. Producer? How you doing?
I'm fine.
You just fine.
I'm always just fine.
Got any plans for the weekend?
No, I don't think this weekend.
No weekend plans?
No.
None?
No.
I need my grass cut.
So do I.
Oh, I lost out again. I can't never get you cut my grass.
No.
I mean, for a small fee, I set you free. I'm just kidding. But no plans. No weekend plans at all. No. Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So how class is going?
They're fine.
Everything's just fine with you today. All right. Well, in that case, let's do the thing we call the Big Board.
Well, today on the Big Board, we have Lyndhurst International Festival, May 15th, 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center is where it will be. And then the WBDG 58 Marathon is May 3rd and 4th. Make sure you tune in there. Prom, May 11th at Old National Center in Indianapolis. And then our socials are at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok, that is at Giant90.9. Request line is 317-244-9234. That is 317-244-9234. WBDG. All of our podcasts, including this show, goes to audioboom.com. And speaking of this show, at School Talk, it airs every Friday, 7:30 p.m. I'm not p.m. a.m.
Don't tune in
at 7:30 p.m. No, nobody's here. It's a.m.
You know I'm gonna get you.
It's all a.m. It's all in the morning. And it replays Sunday at 2 p.m. That one's actually at 2 p.m. We don't want you tuning in at 2 a.m. Well, we do.
No. We're on the air at 2 a.m.
Yeah, we're on air, but nobody's here.
You're
not going to hear any of our sweet voices.
Awesome voices, yeah.
Oh.
That it?
Yeah.
With the thing you call the Big Board. That was just fine.
Yeah.
You're low-key today.
Yeah.
I'm going to mess this up.
I'm tired.
Push the magic button.
Oh, okay.
In the studio, y'all. Yeah, I got the principal. Lyndhurst 7th SK Center. Mr. Wilson, good morning, sir. Principal Wilson, how you doing? How you doing?
Hey, man, it's early.
It's early. But you didn't come by yourself. You're wrong. Awesome educator. I'm going to have to read this up. Oh, I know this. Mrs. McCall, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. For my students out there, one's the principal, one's the teacher, but they're from Lyndhurst Center, 7th and 8th grade center. Now, way back in the day, I don't know if they remember this, a certain principal was on top of the roof of Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center. Remember that, Mr. Wilson?
With a super soaker, an Xbox, a reclining chair,
oh, man.
A canopy, a cooler.
Man.
I had everything up there.
I forgot about the recliner.
Yeah.
It was a rooftop man cave.
Yeah. I mean, one thing, when you go all out for the students. I mean, you push the magic button, you've done that from day one. I'm serious. That's why I said, if you go look in the dictionary and look up education, you'll see a picture of Principal Wilson next year on the roof of the school. Well, if you do, let me know. But anyway, you're serious about this stuff.
Yeah, well, it's fun. You know, I just love it. I love the kids. They love me 10 times. Mm-hmm. They show me love 10 times more than I show them. But, I mean, how can you work with kids and not have fun? How can you do that? I don't know how to do it.
That is true. That is true. And you do it with a passion. Mr. McCall, eighth grade ENL teacher?
That would be correct.
Yeah? How long you been teaching?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I want to say something real quick about her. Okay, she is what I call a Swiss Army knife.
Whoa.
Okay,
that.
She's got like five different teaching licenses. Is that right?
Man.
Six, seven. Okay, she's got business. She taught business for us.
Ooh.
She's taught social studies for us.
Ooh.
She taught elementary school over at Roby.
Roby?
Yeah.
Hello to my Roby rocket.
Hey, yep. Roby!
And she's back teaching E&L with us. I believe she has science,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Language arts.
Yes.
What am I missing?
E&L.
Yeah. And then the little, punch thing that you pull out of the Swiss Army knife that nobody knows what it's for.
Yeah, right, right.
She probably
right.
got that too.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's dedication. But you guys, yeah, right. I'm going to, this conversation. You guys always want to be in education?
No.
Talk to me. We're going to get to the top.
She's like so wired to be an amazing teacher that I can't imagine that there was a day of her life that she wasn't thinking about that.
And my dad would say that about me. I probably avoided it for a really long time because my mom is still a teacher. My grandmother, my grandfather, aunts, uncles, the whole shebang. And I was like, you know what? I don't really want to do education. And so I avoided it. And I'm a Christian. I went to Olivet Nazarene University. That's my alma mater near Chicago. And we were in chapel one day. And I just felt like God saying, you're going to be an educator, and I need you to go change your major.
Wow.
So I did, and didn't look back.
Yeah.
And I got hired a week before school started.
Phone interview.
Oh, you felt that power through the phone.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't say video phone interview. You just said phone interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Back then, yeah. I don't even know if Skype existed back then.
Skype existed. I'm not that old. I am not 40 yet. I am in my 30s.
That's not what I meant.
I beg your pardon.
You had dial-up.
Not even hit 40 yet. I have actually multiple years.
You're just a kid to me. Of course, everybody is.
Everybody's a kid to me. Yeah. Oh, man. See, that's like, okay, all right. Okay, my preacher guys, being an educator is like being called to preach.
When you're
called to preach, I've talked to a number of ministers, and when they got the word to call to preach, some of them fought it. Some of them said, nah, God, this ain't me. You must got the wrong email address, or this ain't me. Education is, because you don't do it to get rich. I know y'all ain't
not independently wealthy.
The kind of rich we are. Can't be bought with money.
I know, and that's so awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why you do it well.
You watch these kids, you know, Emerson, you've been doing it for years. They come in that door.
Yeah.
And you come to life.
What's been your biggest, I know your joy is a lot of things, but is there one that sets out, and someone who's, have you seen after they've been through your classroom, been through your school, you've seen them now as a young adult? Mrs. McCall saw a smile go across that face.
I was running the Carmel Half Marathon last year. I ran it this year, too. But last year, I was running the Carmel Half Marathon, and one of my kids, so before I went to Roby, we're talking back with social studies.
This is a kid. Go for it.
And so one of my kids, who's now not a kid.
Right.
I am on five or six of the half marathon, and he's like, Miss McCall? And I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, and I'm in Carmel, so it's a little bit of a distance from Wayne Township, and I'm like, who? And I turn around, and if Zamir's listening, Zamir Duran, stopped me, and we got a picture while running. It's on my Twitter.
Oh, how cool.
And he took it. It was his first half marathon. Mm-hmm. And he did a really good job. This was like my fifth or sixth or whatever. But he did a really good job. And he was preparing to, like, continue to run more. So he's like, oh, I really loved your class. I miss you. And he still ran. He ran with me for about 3 miles. And then, bless his heart, he kept going because I'm not that fast. So.
Oh, man. All right, Dr. Wilson. Or Principal Wilson.
Not close enough.
I'm promoting you today.
Doctor of street.
Foodology.
PhD, you know.
Yeah. No, roofology.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So many, Emerson. I can't even... You know, it's great. I mean, I was 1 year, we were on vacation in Florida, and I'm out on a pier. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if it was Fort Myers or Panama City.
Oh, man. Oh, that sounds...
But I'm out on a pier.
The scene.
You know, when I'm near the ocean, I like to be around where people are fishing.
Yeah.
Okay? And I hear this voice, Mr. Wilson, you know, and somebody comes up. But those kind of things happen all the time. Yeah. I mean, I see kids that are just so, and they're always kids to me. I don't
right,
care
right.
if they're 40 years
I know,
old, whatever.
I know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're kids to me. And, you know, there's so many stories. I can't keep track of them all. But I remember one guy, I'll just bring this one guy up because I was assistant principal years ago at South Wayne when Lyndhurst was South Wayne. And, you know, as assistant principal, you do all the discipline.
Right, right, right.
And so this one guy I got to know really, really well. He was in fights all the time. You know, I mean, just fussing and fighting day and night, weekend, 7 days a week, you know. And years later, he came into my office and to see me and catch up and say, hey. And he's wearing this cool uniform. And I could tell... He had gotten everything together.
Right, right.
And I said, oh, he was a mechanic,
okay.
You know, a certified mechanic. He had his certification thing on his sleeve and all that.
Right.
And he was sharply dressed, everything tucked in, real nice. And he comes in and I said, hey, so where are you working? Who are you working for?
Uh-huh.
He goes, I'm working for me.
Whoa.
I said, what are you talking about? He said, I own my own shop, Mr. Wilson. I've got 8 employees. He said, ooh. I'm married. I've got a kid. And he said, I'm a good dad. And he said, you know, he told me the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting up there, you know, thinking, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what we get in this business for, is to see that.
Yeah.
And, you know, these kids give you, sometimes they give you more credit than what you deserve. And that's why I tell you, they give to me more than I give to them.
Seeing them be successful, and then you see them being mothers and fathers and business owners, and then... it's kind of crazy. We still call them kids.
Yeah.
It's almost like, well, I'll just say it. Okay. I've been married 40 years. Naturally, I look a little different than I did 40 years ago when we first got married. But, and supposedly my wife is supposed to look different too. But when I look at her, I still see the same person I married 40 years ago.
Yeah.
That's weird. Cool. That's so weird.
Yeah. Well, we see that in our students.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. And there were kids of their own. And I remember one time when I was on staff here, I was the in the dean's office, and there was an in-school suspension room. And you know you ain't supposed to talk in there.
Right.
And this kid had an issue. His girlfriend was seeing some other boy. He was really having a problem. It was really, really having a problem with that. And he wanted to commit suicide.
Oh,
man.
We talked all day long
Yeah.
in the room. And then about 2 months later, I'm walking through Walmart. I'm hearing a little voice, Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen. No sound effects, you know. Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen. Mr. Allen, this is my mom. My mom, this is Mr. Allen. He's the one that saved my life.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I ain't mentioned his name, but that messed me up.
Oh, yeah.
That messed me up.
So
the effect that we have on our young people is something else.
What I would say to people is, you know, if you get caught up in the world and you listen to all the negativity, you're not only not going to want to be a teacher, you're not going to want to be anything else.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's the most rewarding thing. I can't even describe it.
And they pay you to do this.
They pay us to do this.
I mean,
yeah.
They say you find the job that you would actually work for free, and after you pay you, you're there. I haven't, yeah. Like, same way.
What a blessing.
It is.
What a blessing.
It really is. You wake up in the morning, and you look forward to going to what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and you stay late.
I almost didn't do it. I was going to be a pilot. You know, I got my pilot's license when I was 16 years old. I was heading for the Air Force. I was going to fly F-15 Eagle fighter jets. That's what I wanted to do.
Ooh.
And God had a different plan. I wound up too tall.
Mm.
So,
wow.
So when I came to teaching, I was looking for what I was going to do, and I was praying. I was on my knees. God, I don't know. You built me to fly airplanes.
Yeah.
Everything about my heart, mind, and soul was about airplanes. And you have a different plan, and He took it away.
Yeah.
And I just prayed, point me where you want me to go. And through a series of events that happened over a fairly short period of time, I stumbled across somebody who, I don't know, may have been an angel,
mm-hmm.
and guided me into education. I wish I knew. It was a counselor at Indiana University.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
I wish I remember her name.
Yeah.
Because I would want to tell her, look at the blessing that you led me to. Look at this. Yeah. So I would tell people, you if you've thought about teaching, you need to come in and talk to me. I'll put you in a classroom with some of the most amazing teachers on the planet,
right.
and I'll let you see the joy and the love and the blessing that you get to see every single day. Are there challenges? Sure. Life's full of challenges.
Yeah. Right.
But this is fulfilling.
You show me somebody on a challenge, I say, show me somebody who don't have challenges, I show you somebody who's no longer here anymore, and then we got a problem. I'm seeing things.
It's not, and Emerson, it's not just the kids. These teachers, you're working around the smartest bunch of people with the biggest hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Every day they come in and pour love out to these kids, and I know kids sitting in algebra classes, they go, oh, yeah, I feel love. You know what? To teach that, kids... requires a lot of love, and
you got,
and it's there.
Mm, but it's, well, okay, that's. I used to see young folks that want to make a lot of money, but hate math.
Yeah,
that don't make no sense.
Yeah. What I would tell those kids is, be patient. I hated math. I hated algebra.
It don't make no sense.
I love it.
It don't make no sense.
That's crazy. You know,
I love math.
You gotta love math. I mean, you gotta love it. And math, but math, that's math. I was talking to a mathematician, and how we talked. They talked about, and I'm gonna get to my topic, but they talked about how important math is in life on a lot of different scenarios where math plays a very important role in the whole conversation. You would think just classroom scenario or adding something up, but math is very, very interesting if you look at it. Get deep into it.
And I'm a social studies guy.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to like math. But I love it. I enjoy it now. When I help kids with math, you know, I've got an avid kiddo, awesome young guy, and he came in with some issues with algebra, and we sat down and worked on it together, and that light bulb came on, and he figured it out, and he was excited and has been doing real well ever since, and I felt so good. I helped him just a little. You know, math is, I wish I thought about math back then.
Who are you telling? Woo.
Yeah.
That's one license I wish I would have gotten.
I'm surprised you don't have it.
No, and, well, it's, I, no, but I will say this. I teach English, and it doesn't come out like that right now. But what's funny is my kids, we have that to people, you know. we have an end of the day. I'm gonna keep going. We have an end of the day class.
I do that too.
Sheltered English, where the kids come back. My level ones come back because I teach English as a second language. They come back and get remediation for math, and. Shout out to my awesome eighth grade paras, Mrs. Stoppel and Mr. Pena. Mr. Pena, he's great.
Yeah,
and Mrs. Stoppel's great too. However, I will say this. What's really cool is the kids, I've tried to help them in math over the last, because we loop. We have them for 2 years. So some of them have had me for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have told all the new ones that I teach English for a reason and not math. And so I've gone to help them. And one girl's like, she's raising her hand. I'm like, okay, I'll help you. You know, come here. I'll help you with your math. She goes, I want Mrs. Stoppel. And I don't blame her because Mrs. Stoffel is a very good math teacher, and as is Mr. Pena. They're like, no, no, we'll wait. We will wait
Real
for them.
Real smart young
Not
scholars.
You can help us with this. We don't want you for math. No, which is fine. Yeah. No, I did not. I took through Calc, too. You would think I would know, yeah. but no, math doesn't.
Well, they can come to you for science, language arts, social studies, business, about 10 other things.
But teaching English as a second language, that's hard, ain't it?
You know, it's actually something I wanted to do that from the beginning, and Olivet did have a program, but your girl took too long making decisions. So, and my parents were like,
that's a good one.
I mean, they were supportive. They got me through college, but it would have required a fifth year senior situation, uh-huh. and I'm sure they would have, you know, it just wasn't a good idea in my household to continue to fifth year senior. And honestly, I need to get out of there and get a job, graduate, you know, do that thing. And so I was like, well, I can always add it on later, and I got a master's at IU, and you're welcome.
But
I got my money too. Both two daughters IU degrees.
Well, and it was just not just, but it was a master's in education or whatever. And then I was like, man, I should really do that EL. And then Wayne offered a program mm-hmm. through Purdue. Boiler right. up.
We go where we have to.
And no, Purdue offered a program, and I was able to teach, you know, pretty much I got my degree, and Mr. Black called me for a job at Lyndhurst pretty soon after. So
awesome. Yep. Awesome.
That's great.
Three daughters, three IU degrees. I'm more poor.
Because IU charges too much.
Okay. Lyndhurst International Festival, May 15th, 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Lyndhurst 7th and 8th Grade Center. What's the festival all about? I know it's going to have a lot of fun.
We're going to have tons of fun.
This is our big celebration.
How many years?
Well, 11.
11?
It's 11. There was the COVID scenario.
Yeah.
That
was it.
So, yeah. 11
there was
and
a pause.
A half. But we still did it during the day. It was just a little different. It
wasn't the same.
It was a
you
fest.
Know, you adapt. Yeah. You do what you can. But, this is really, it's a Wayne Township celebration.
Okay.
It's not just a Lyndhurst celebration. But, you know, one of the things I've always loved about Wayne Township, going way back, you know, when cavemen came out of the swamps, when I started teaching. We've been a diverse community.
Right.
And that's one of the things I've always loved about it. I'm an old geography teacher, Emerson. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I love learning about the world and about people all over the world and cultures and all kinds of different ways to live. So this is a huge celebration of the diversity in our community.
How many languages?
Oh, I can't.
I forgot. It was
41
something. Yeah,
about 42.
Yeah,
yeah, and probably climbing.
One more.
There are languages I've never heard of.
I speak the broken English. Well, add that 42 broken English. You know.
Karen.
No help for me on that one.
Yeah. We've had kids come through that speak a language called Karen.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that's interesting.
Yeah, and we had to go to get translators for that. Boy, did we have to get creative.
Wow. The depths of the earth.
we had to go to Catholic Charities, and then they had to dig.
Wow.
And we worked closely with them until we found somebody that could speak it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is fun. This is the great fun of this work, is you get to meet so many people from so many different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, so we bring them all together for this big celebration every spring. And it's cool because, you know, we're tired.
Right.
You know, in this business, you come back from spring break and it's 100 miles an hour, and you're tired from the whole year that everybody's poured their heart and soul out into this work. But as you know, we're powered by the sun, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. we get excited about people and loving people, and so we get energy that comes out for this, and it's like, you know, a track meet. After, you know, at the end of a distance race, and you get in that home stretch and you see these runners pull something out of somewhere, you don't know where it came from, and they sprint to that line. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing, because we get so much out of this, and it's such a great celebration. We've got food and dancing and music and 3-on-3 soccer tournament.
4-on-4.
Now it's 4-on-4. See, we're getting bigger.
4-on-4.
And
all of this surrounding a celebration of our diversity. And we just want everybody to come on out and enjoy it with us. It's a party.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of community groups coming out to support some local groups within Wayne Township.
Okay.
But also we've got Mission to Ukraine coming out, Filter of Hope. That's the group that takes clean water, these filters,
wow,
to different countries. I went on a trip to Cuba last year with Filter of Hope. And so they're going to come show people
amazing
how that works. Wow. We've got the Juntos program. That works with Lyndhurst right now, somewhat Chapel Hill, somewhat the Ninth Grade Center, with 4-H, basically helping connect
and
Latinos.
Purdue, I think.
Yeah, with Purdue again. Wow. Boiler up.
Yep.
And,
all right, stop that.
You walked into that one.
Hey, you know,
hey, it happens. We're in Indiana. It's the basketball state.
We got respect for Purdue.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, they lost.
Hear that, Dr. Butts? We respect Purdue.
We love Purdue. We also have Wayne Township Adult Ed, Wayne Township Language Assistance Program coming, Wayne Township Education Foundation coming. We've got some other groups that even contacted the LAP department and myself this week who would like to join in. So we've got, I'm looking at my map right now, we still have about 6 more tables probably coming in for the community groups.
Wow.
And for the activities, of course, our ever-famous soccer tournament.
Yeah.
That is the big thing right now.
Four
the kids
four.
Are... 4-on-4. Yes. And
they're printing uniform shirts and stuff. These kids are, man, they're into it.
Both feet.
The competition is fierce.
Now, next year, not this year, but next year, I'm almost thinking of adding a chess tournament because of how much my kids, I had no idea. I don't play chess.
Wow. That's a thinking person.
I stink at chess. My dad tried.
Wow.
I can't play, but my kids, when there's free time, will get my chess boards out. I have 3, and they all play, and it's like the World Cup.
Yeah. Everybody that thinks all kids do is bury their face in a cell phone.
No.
Need to come see our chess club.
Yeah,
and see these kids.
A thing. Like I was like, okay, so I have 2 tables of chess. I may have to add a third one because people got a little concerned. I have a student who came to me. Through one of our awesome teachers, Mr. Johnson, reached out and said, hey, I'd like to have a table about Haiti. We have a lot of Haitian friends coming. And she asked if she could do her own thing on Haiti. So she's got a booth. Giving a shout out to my friend Valentina.
Awesome.
So she's doing great. One of our other activities, Azul, the board game. It sounds boring.
Azul.
It is a board game that came out of Portugal. I am basically addicted to this thing on the online version, not going to lie. But my kids love that, too.
I like board games. That's not
my level ones.
Oh, they're awesome.
I showed them the YouTube on how to play it, and they figured it out. So and they're like, can we have this at the festival? Sure. Okay. So we've got our Thrive group who making bracelets as part of like something that they're working on. And then having those at the festival. One of my favorite crafts that we're having is about the Holi Day, H-O-L-I, from India.
Okay.
From the Hindu religion. There's a paint craft based on that day where essentially people get to throw colored powder on this, basically on this paper. Usually you throw it at each other, but we're discouraging that at the festival.
That
but
take that outside.
They're putting it on the paper.
I'd be down with that. Just outside.
My kids did it with Mrs. Reese, our awesome media center specialist, and loved it. So we're adding that to the festival. So we just have a lot of things going on. Got henna face painting. Oh, the shrinky dink things that Mrs. Papella does so well.
Those are awesome.
Pinky dink.
You know, like those things you color,
Pinky
put it in the Easy Bake Oven thing. Yeah. I don't know what it's called.
It's fun.
But it's great.
That's the main thing.
So those are just some of the things that we have going on. I know the main attraction probably will be the soccer tournament. That seems to be
It's crazy.
World Cup number 2.
It's so cool.
But
I like the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are. Oh, my goodness. Brain farting over here. Sorry. We do have salsa.
You just said that on the radio.
I sure did, and I'm proud of it.
Hey,
my mom is going to listen to this later.
Pardon us. We're middle school.
Yes, that's true.
That's been good. My
mom is going to hear this later, and I'm going to hear about it. I'm waiting. That text is going to become brain farting. Really, you said that on air. Yep, sure did. Love you, Mom.
I knew this was going to be fun. I just didn't know how.
I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning for this, so I'm like,
you're wired.
I'm wired and coffee. But I have my friend Juliana coming down to teach salsa dancing.
Oh wow.
And then we have Bollywood dancing.
No, that's the bomb there.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yep.
My friend from that company emailed me yesterday. She said, we just want to make sure we're still on, right? And I was like, absolutely, you are still on. And we are waiting. They're going to perform first. And then they're going to teach us how to dance. And then we also have some line dancing.
Okay.
Small gym.
All right.
I had someone that wanted to teach that. I was like, all right.
Fantastic.
That's going to be one awesome festival.
So we are excited. There's a lot of different things going on.
If you've ever been to the festival before.
I'm mad.
It's different every year. We've had every year there's new and exciting things. And most of what she just told you about is new. In the past, one year we had a Mexican comedian that was a riot.
That was funny. Yeah.
We've had different kinds of bands. We've had dancing from all over the world. There's always something. It is never the same deal twice.
Our big focus this year is more interaction.
Yeah.
Interactive, getting people out on the dance floor as opposed to more sitting and listening. We're going to be getting people moving.
Yeah. I'll be sitting and listening.
Okay. Yeah. I still think you should try the salsa dancing or the Bollywood. That would be...
That'd be hilarious.
I will have my camera available for that.
He'll do it. I mean, if you go on top of a roof and for a cause, young people, he can Bolly.
I'm even going to...
guys are setting a real high expectation.
He can Bolly, boy.
I'm even going to do a side promotion for him. Yeah. He has Mr. Wilson will have a... He won't be at the table, but he'll have a table for a trip.
To Athens and the islands. And if anybody's listening that's interested in this, just give me a call. Email me, give me a call. We're going to do that in June of 2025. We have tried two times before to do this trip. Allie and I worked together on this. The first time there was a terrorist thing in France that everybody thought was going to spread eastward, and it didn't.
Right.
We wound up with a beautiful, wonderful trip to Costa Rica. We were 1 week from getting on an airplane and COVID shutdown hit.
Wow.
We're very glad that we weren't stuck on a cruise ship out in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Yeah, that's true too.
With COVID.
That's true too.
But, so we were blessed in that it didn't get off the launch pad that year. But this year or the next year, we're expecting smooth sailing, no pun intended. But it's a few days in Athens and Delphi and some other awesome historic places. And then we're going to get on a cruise ship and go to 4 or 5 islands.
Man, that's awesome.
Including possibly the Turkish island. And I hope I pronounced this right. Ephesus.
Wow.
Ephesus.
Yeah. Ephesus? Is it E-P-H-E-S-U-S?
I don't. It's cool. That's what it is.
Sorry, and, I wasn't trying to correct.
It's through EF Tours.
Yes, you were.
And changing it. EF does. We'll learn to pronounce it. We're going there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We're
going to
hear
awesome.
How the locals
that
pronounce
is great.
It. But anyway, it's going to be an amazing thing. We're going to have a table with information on that.
Man.
And very excited about it.
I hope students understand. And when you see things like that at a young age, that you go to a certain country.
Yeah.
That might be your only opportunity to go to that country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I've been lucky and blessed enough. I've been to Italy, Spain, Sardinia, and France, and I saw the coast of Africa.
Yep.
We didn't go to port, but I can't afford to go to places right now. You know, I've been to Hawaii one time.
Yep.
I want to go back, but I have to borrow some money.
There's ways to get over there that I'll tell you about later.
Man,
but. No, they're...
But when you see those places and go to it...
Nothing shady.
Sorry.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the School Talk part two.
We're
going to get really deep and down how Mr. Wilson really jams.
That's off there. So, anyway, this is another thing I would tell somebody that's thinking about a career choice.
Yeah.
I'd have never imagined when I was going into teaching, as excited as I was about it, that I would get to travel the world. I've been to Africa twice. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to all over Europe, been to China. I mean, just amazing opportunities in this career that somebody told me, oh, you'll never make any money. Well, you know what? What they didn't tell me was, oh, you're going to be rich.
Yeah.
You're going to be rich in ways that, again, money can't buy.
And when you talk to the young people about the places you've been, you can watch their eyes light up.
Like, I tell them I want to take them there. You know, we've had kids. Allie and I have had kids that have never been on an airplane before. Go on these trips, and we've taken them to France, Normandy, London.
Yeah.
We took them to the greatest toy store in the world in London, Hamleys.
Oh, man.
And you should have seen them light up there.
Yeah.
You know, just remarkable, remarkable places and adventures. And we love taking kids there that have never imagined going to these places. Man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can't take you there today, but we can take you to the Lyndhurst 7th, 8th Grade Center on May 15th. From 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Lyndhurst 7th, 8th Grade Center. The Lyndhurst International Festival, let's say 11 years? 11?
11 official. 11, 11 we'll official. Go with 11 official. 11 official. Probably 11 and a half with the COVID
scenario. It sounds like one of the biggest ones, so check it out. It don't cost any money to get in.
Well, it does cost. Donation, it costs a little bit. It costs a little bit. We got $2 a person or $5 for family. So if you just, if you bring your whole family.
Yeah.
Even if you bring 10 you people in your family.
Yeah. It's the Wilson discount. You know, it's there's the 9 Wilson kids, so I made sure to take care of large families with just $5. The whole family gets
that's
in.
That's inside your couch, right down in between the chairs.
So. And we do have some of our activities do cost tickets, so you have an opportunity to buy tickets inside. But nothing more, off the top of my head, nothing more than three tickets for an activity.
Yeah.
We are going to be selling shirts, Lyndhurst International Festival shirts. We have set the price at $10. That could change. Yeah. But we also have a website, which I'm going to ask if WBG Indy can post that website. It's actually going live this afternoon.
Okay, okay.
So we had to wait on a couple things that you can see the layout of our festival.
And what's the website?
So it'll be...
Oh, you don't have it yet.
No, we have it.
You don't have it yet.
It goes live today.
It goes live this afternoon. So we'll have the link posted through Twitter, Mr. Wilson's Twitter, right. My Twitter.
Yep.
And then I'll ask...
LHC Wilson is my Twitter.
And I'll have that posted, and you guys can see all that fun information. Right. We're excited for you guys to come. $2 per person,
this
$5 per
huge.
Family.
This sounds one of the biggest ones ever. So my hat goes off to you both, you guys, and all the other teachers involved and all the volunteers involved in making this a great, great event. I'm going to actually try to make this one. I think I have a coworker I can probably sneak out on. And try to come through because it sounds
That'll huge. Be the highlight. For me, it's having my buddy Emerson come over there.
Yeah, I ain't gonna bother. I ain't gonna bother.
It's like you read that question in my mind as I was like, "Are you going?" And my mouth open for "Are you going?"
I'm gonna try to learn this one TikTok dance, but I haven't done up.
Well, boy, we'll get you line dancing.
That's true.
No, that's easy.
You have to come early for that one.
I can do line dancing. Yeah, I just dance in the line. All right, I'm going to let you guys get back to what you do. It sounds like we're paying you too much money to have too much fun. So, but
Don't tell nobody. Yeah, don't tell anybody.
But our young people, man, I'm so glad you guys are there because it gives them an opportunity when they come to school to learn. And that's important, too. But to be around such beautiful spirits is much, much better because the world is full of so many evil-spirited people outside the classroom. And when they come to school, they're in an environment that they feel comfortable in. And I know that your environment is like Ben Davis' environment. Because when the kids come to BDTV or come to BDTV or come to, said that twice, or come to Giant 90.9, sometimes they don't want to go home.
Yep.
They just want to stay here because the environment is so much.
They are loved.
At the end of the day, that's the bottom line.
They're loved and they know it. They feel it.
Yeah. So y'all keep it up because that ain't broke. So, and anytime you got something going on other than the festival, you know, there's the big winner, Bum Rush the Show, because this is my last year doing this show.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be my last. Now, I'll probably come back for the guest host, something like that. I'm definitely going to go on field trips with the students. I'm definitely going to do that. But as far as the host of school talk, this is going to be it. This is the 20th 20th year. And yeah,
wow.
Like 20th, since 2000.
He wasn't there.
2003.
Time flies, my friend.
Ah, man. Yeah. So it's.
Well, you've done a great job.
Yeah, you will
this
be.
This has
missed.
Been fun.
Well, I've been allowed to do a great job by you, the educators, the school board, Dr. Buss, et cetera, because, you know, having an old dude come up from the outside. Now, I was younger then. Bang. I was 20 years younger. I still was old. Yeah. Anyway, never mind. That's a new show. Bollywood! Thank you very much. To the parents and to the teachers. Who I got next week? What is next? What is that? I'm working on some awesome guests. You know, I got Merle coming in. That's in May the 10th. I'm working on Tevin Studdard. I'm working on Tevin Studdard to get him on the show.
Yeah. If you want to see me dance, it's the only time you're ever going to see it, and it's bad. It'll hurt you.
Yeah.
Tevin Studdard came in and got our kids dancing and singing, mm-hmm. and that's about the only guy on the planet that could talk me into trying it. And this dorky video is out there on YouTube.
It very much is.
It's so embarrassing, but Tevin Studdard will make you do crazy things and love it.
Well, he's an author now. He's got 3 books out.
He's an awesome human being. Yeah, so love that guy.
I'm working on him, trying to get him on my show before I get out of here. So I'm working on that. And then I don't know who I got next week, but I'll find out later.
I want to listen to that.
So we'll know.
I want him to come back to Lyndhurst. We need to do that again.
Tevin, man, wow. So I'm going working on him. So, this is the last year. So to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and what you're going to be giving back. So remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. So if you be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Hey, copy Principal Wilson. Hey, copy Miss McCall. You can't go wrong. I mean, and if you can't say it, she'll teach you how to say it in English. I don't know. She might teach you Spanish. I don't know. But I'll teach you broken English. Don't talk to me, but talk to them. They can teach you stuff. I taught this one girl one time. She was going to get married. And this is the craziest thing. But she was getting married, and the guy proposed to her, and she forgot English and Spanish. At the same time, she was so shocked. I don't get it. See you next week. The views expressed on School Talk. Next interview is the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 98.9. The views of my guest. Now, I'll see you next week. I don't know who my guest is going to be, but I'll be here. Have a good day. See you next week on School Talk.